Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. We're about to discuss blue-green algae. And yes, this is still the VPR Cafe. This form of it is called spirulina, and it is edible and grown here in Vermont. Here to tell us about it is Sally Pollack. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
You better first explain what spirulina is and how it differs from the blue-green algae that we all hate so much here.
Okay. I guess you could swim in it, which you can't swim in the cyanobacteria, the official name of the blue-green algae in the lake. And it's a one-celled organism that uses photosynthesis to obtain energy, essentially. And it turns out you can eat it, and it's extremely sort of nutrient-rich little item.
And so there is an actual business, a group of guys. You better tell us about them, who they are and how they turned this into a business.
Okay. There are some young men in their late 20s who have a farm called Northern Spirulina in Johnson at the end of a dirt road. And one of them sort of spearheaded the project is a man named Christopher Miller, who went to UVM, and his sophomore year at UVM, he went on a semester abroad in India to a commune in southern India where he planned to work on a reforestation project and got turned on to spirulina, or discovered it through a Swiss-based organization that was there building spirulina pools and trying to show people about sort of local sustainable cultivation of it because it's such a nutrient-rich food that you can eat. So therefore, some people think it's useful and helpful in combating malnutrition.
Yeah, you got to tell us how you grow this stuff.
They built a greenhouse in Johnson, a big greenhouse, and they have 4 long pools in it. They're just about a foot deep, and the spirulina, you just sort of get starter spirulina. You get a little dose, I guess you'd say, and dump it in, and it can double in the right conditions. It can double in the amount in a day. It just grows. It proliferates at a great rate. And there's hundreds of billions of these organisms growing there in 4 pools. It's a medium that consists mainly of water, and there's some nitrogen used as fertilizer and Epsom salt and green tea and a few other things. And then when there's a certain kind of density, they measure the density, you start to harvest it essentially. And they just sort of pump it out through a hose onto a strainer. It's a very fine mesh fabric, and the water goes back in, and the spirulina stays on top of the strainer, and then it's further like almost squeegeed and squeezed, and you know the harvest consists of this big blob of green glop. There's no other way to describe it.
I'm already hungry. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about a spirulina farm in Johnson. What can you do with this stuff?
Well, I hope it's not illegal to eat it in your car driving, because I had some driving over here. If so, I just broke the law. And Chris told me, well, you can put it in anything raw, salad dressing, smoothies. I put it in cider in the morning, and it sort of mix it into apple cider. And I was mentioning to him the other night that I was going to put it in spaghetti sauce. And he said, you really shouldn't put it in hot foods, warm foods. So I had some cold pasta in the car. I dropped in a cube of spirulina and ate it on the way here. And it was very good. It was almost like by the end of the bowl full, it looked like my bowl, I had painted it green. You know, it was this gloppy. But it's good. It's got a delicate flavor. The chef at Shelburne Farms uses it. And he told me he's put it in pesto and other green sauces. And I agree with him. He remarked to me about the awesome color. And it really is beautiful to look at. He likes to put it on emmer, bread made with a dark grain. He just likes the way it looks. And so it's more like consistency than flavor, I would say. I brought you some. You can have.
Right. Well, who is buying this stuff?
Well, one of the funny things one of the farmers said to me, they take it, it's at the Burlington Farmers Market, and you can buy it at Pete's Green's Farm Stand in Waterbury. Healthy Living has it. And they said there's a lot of interest at the farmers market. They're the only guess what? They're the only spirulina farm in Vermont of 7,300 farms. And probably in the Northeast, there's a place in Rhode Island growing it for fish food, but not the ice cream. One of the guys, Aaron Delacroce, said to me, you know, the people who really need it don't know they need it, and they don't even know we're growing it. And I got the feeling that was middle-aged, elderly people who could use a change, you know, who might not want to take vitamins. It tastes better than a vitamin.
Well, what does it taste like? Tell people what the flavoring of it is.
You really don't, to me, you really don't taste it. You more feel it, I guess I'd say. You know, when I drink it in cider, the cider tastes the same to me, but it just has like texture and little flaky things that come off when the ice starts to melt.
All right, so I've got some in a little cup of water here.
If you eat it raw, which I did at the farm, it does have a sort of distinct flavor.
Yeah, kind of a nice fresh taste
exactly.
to it, actually.
Sort of fresh.
Greens, like the greens.
Sort of like if you picture what seaweed would taste like a little bit.
I'd have to say that's about right. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe and bringing me spirulina.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Better than your multivitamin.